Carberry. Rings a bell. Chocolate buttons, said Donna, still half focused on her magazine. No.
Easter eggs?
No.
Do they still make the rum and raisin one?
That's not. Now she was getting enthusiastic.
We've got a time machine. Back to the 70s. Stock up on pacers and horror bags. Bung them on eBay. Make a fortune.
Donna! The doctor spun round and looked at her over the top of his black-rimmed glasses. This has nothing to do with chocolate, or snacks of any kind, he added, seeing that she was about to argue. I'm tracking some sort of energy signal, and it's coming from a place called Carberry, village in the West Country. I'm trying to... He hit the side of his head with his palm. King Arthur! That's it! Had a bit of a ding-dong with a load of knights a while back. That was at Carberry.
Donna stared at him. Are you trying to tell me that you've met King Arthur?
No. Donna's initial look of incredulity started to fade until the doctor continued, met his sister, though, and her son, had a bit of a play with Excalibur.
And I suppose you fought the dragon, too.
It was the doctor's turn to look confused. I think that's St. George, round table, yes. Lady of the Lake, yes. Dragons, not so much.
Oh, all right. Merlin, pointy hat, big white beard. He's definitely part of it. Did you meet Merlin, then?
The doctor stared downwards, as though extremely interested in every square millimetre of his canvas sneakers. Donna nearly exploded.
You are kidding me. You mean you are Merlin?
She trailed off, shaking her head.
No way. No way.
Best friends. That was the doctor and Donna Noble. They'd been travelling together for a while now, taking in everything from ancient Pompeii to alien worlds in the far future. But Donna was no artless child, accepting each new delight with breathless wonder. Oh, she trusted the doctor with her life. The feeling she knew was mutual. And the things she'd experienced alongside him had brought her to tears of both awe and grief. But she'd never quite got the hang of being with someone who'd casually drop into conversation that he'd been at the gunfight at the OK Corral, or had hung out with Shakespeare. And her initial reaction tended to be along the same lines as when the new office temp claimed to have been in the SAS, or once had a date with Lady Gaga. It wasn't that she didn't believe the doctor, it was just that the "yeah, right" reflex was hard to suppress. So the idea that the doctor, the actual doctor, her actual friend, the doctor, was not only a mythical wizard, but the most famous mythical wizard in existence, was at the same time ridiculous, hilarious, and totally plausible. The doctor was trying to explain, although whether it made things clearer or just more confusing was up for debate. That was, late 90s, your time. Various knights, as well as the sorceress, Morgaine, crossed over into our dimension and nearly started a nuclear war. Yeah, really, he added, as Donna's eyes opened wide. And, it turned out they'd met me before, and according to them, I was Merlin. Donna's eyes were so wide now that they began to hurt.
What else haven't you told me? She demanded. Are you Robin Hood? Or the Wizard of Oz? Are you Bigfoot?
But the TARDIS had landed, and the doctor seemingly failed to hear her questions. Not listening to each other had turned out to be a remarkably good way of keeping the peace inside the ship. Now the doctor was flitting around the central console, checking dials and adjusting instruments. I thought it would be clearer once we arrived, he said, but I still can't tell what type of energy this is.
Can't you wave your magic wand and find out? Asked Donna.
She was watching the scanner screen, which showed what was currently outside the TARDIS doors, a wide, lonely lake. Lake Vortigern, if I remember correctly, the doctor said, but his concentration was on his instruments, not the outside. The energy's very powerful, whatever it is, he went on. Doctor, something I've come across before, maybe. Not sure.